This is Akashvani, the news read by Manoj Singh Rana. The monsoon session of Parliament will begin from the 21st of next month. This came in the backdrop of opposition parties' demand to convene a special session of Parliament to discuss Operation Sindoor. Talking to the media in New Delhi, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the session will conclude on the 12th of August.
Government has decided to convene the monsoon session of the Parliament from 21st July till 12th of August.
This will be the first Parliament session after Operation Sindoor, which was launched by India following the barbaric Pahalgam terrorist attack in which 25 Indians and one Nepali citizen were killed. The government has decided to conduct population census 2027 along with the enumeration of castes in two phases beginning from October 2026. The first phase will be conducted in hilly and snow-hit areas of Jammu and Kashmir, Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand and Ladakh beginning the 1st of October next year. The second phase covering other parts of the country will be held from the 1st of March 2027. The last census was conducted in 2011 in two phases. The government today said that it is working on building a consensus among all political parties to initiate the process to bring an impeachment motion against High Court Judge Justice Yashwant Verma. A large stash of cash was recovered from the official residence of Justice Yashwant Verma in New Delhi a few months ago. Talking to the media in the National Capital, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju stated that any discussion on corruption, whether in the judiciary or elsewhere, must be approached with the nation's best interests in mind.
The impeachment motion against Justice Yashwant Verma is a matter related to the corruption in judiciary. So there is no scope for any politicking. There is no scope for taking separate political positions for every party. So we would like to have a united stand. The parliament as a whole will have to come together to discuss this matter.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Australian Deputy Prime Minister and Defence Minister Richard Marles today exchanged ideas to further strengthen the India-Australia Comprehensive Strategic Partnership. The Deputy Prime Minister of Australia called on Prime Minister Modi in New Delhi this afternoon and reiterated his country's support in India's fight against cross-border terrorism. In Karnataka, at least 11 persons were killed and 33 others injured following a stampede near the Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru during the celebrations marking the first ever IPL victory of Royal Challengers Bengaluru. The stampede took place when thousands of fans attempted to enter the stadium in a hurry from various gates. The injured were shifted to a nearby hospital. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief at the loss of the lives in the incident. Meanwhile, Karnataka Chief Minister Siddaramaiah announced a compensation of 10 lakh rupees to the next of kin of each deceased. India has cautioned the Asian Development Bank or ADB regarding the possibility of misuse of its resources on extending any form of financial support to Pakistan. Sources said that New Delhi has shared deep concerns regarding the potential misuse of ADB resources, particularly in the light of Islamabad's increasing defence expenditure, its declining tax-to-GDP ratio, and the lack of demonstrable progress on key macroeconomic reforms. President Draupadi Murmu today conferred upon 92 distinguished service decorations during the Phase 2 of Defence Investiture Ceremony 2025 at the Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi. Personnel of the Armed Forces, the Indian Coast Guard and the Border Roads Organisation were awarded by the President. 30 Param Vishisht Seva Medals, 5 Uttam Yuddha Seva Medals and 57 Ati Vishisht Seva Medals were given to the personnel for their distinguished service. In French Open tennis, the semi-final lineups for women's singles competition have been confirmed after world number 2 Coco Gauff and unseeded Loi Boisson booked their places in the last four in Paris today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.